So when it comes to the actual practice of mindfulness, one of the main things I think it's important to get a handle on or get a feeling for is that mindfulness is more than just a head thing. So the idea of mindfulness can often be that it's just to do with seeing, with noticing, or even just with understanding something. But for myself, in terms of living with bodily limitation, living with pretty much a continual stream of some kind of discomfort in the body, to be honest, it's become really, really important over the years to understand mindfulness in terms of not just a head thing, not just a set of ideas, but as a whole body and mind awareness. And that can be both a challenge, I understand, particularly if what we're experiencing in the body is distasteful and that we'd rather not feel. Absolutely. But it's also it also has the possibility of opening us into a kind of way of being in the body itself that is free from a lot of the causes that make the experience of feeling terrible, of feeling uncomfortable, of being in pain much worse. And we can only do that in the actual somatic presence of the body itself. That's not something we can do from the head. And of course, ways of thinking and ideas can be very, very useful templates. So I definitely adhere to some of these in terms of the outlook I have on the whole process of practicing with illness, absolutely. But when it comes down to the actual work, it happens here in the body. So an example is for myself when I do experience exhaustion and when I can't think straight, which is actually quite a common phenomenon for me. The only way I can find a shift with that through mindful awareness is not by trying to think more thoughts about what's going on. It's actually about meeting something more primary, meeting my actual relationship to what's going on. And I often experience that, and you will very probably begin to experience that as something that happens in the field of the body itself, in the actual felt sense of the body. So we're more than just heads walking around. Our emotions, our life force, our responses to life are happening in a visceral way. They're happening down here in the grit of the body. And in this example, for myself, I often come across a kind of contraction, a kind of tightening, which isn't the exhaustion itself, which isn't the experience of muddy, unclear mind. It's something that I'm actually adding to it. It's something that the heart is doing in response, the heart mind. And that's something we can attend to, and that's something that opens up when we take mindfulness right into the body, as much as we can. And of course, there will be days that I have definitely and that you'll have when practicing mindfulness of the body is pretty much impossible. We can only just have a very basic sliver of, yep, I'm aware that this feels terrible. But that's okay. That's enough. And in times when we feel more resourced, when the body is more pleasant, we can continue an inquiry of what's actually happening here and now. And there's no time frame on this process. There's no force with regard to it. But it is important to become interested, to become curious about the somatic experience, about how mindfulness can bear witness on the whole of ourselves, rather than primarily being located in terms of the head or in thoughts or ideas. I think that's a really key piece of the process. And the Buddha himself talked about mindfulness in ways which were often conjoined with other words. And one of the main phrases he used was sampajanya. So he used the word sati for mindfulness in the old Pali language, with this word sampajanya, which means a kind of a full feeling and knowing. So that it's not just being mindful, it's a mindfulness that is all-encompassing. And with that, we begin to find out who and how we are in the middle of the process of living with illness, in the middle of the challenges and the difficulties. we begin to inquire into with a sense of curiosity and without a sense of judgment or force or straining into how we are. How are we wired? How do we respond to unpleasantness? How do we respond to loss? How do we respond to not getting what we want, to our life not being the way that we always wanted it to look like? And when we attend to those responses, that's where we find wisdom. So mindfulness isn't just an arbitrary practice. It's actually a way of coming into the intimacy of who we feel ourselves to be, of how we respond to life, and allowing wisdom to unfold from that process.